everyone. Welcome to the September 2011 expert webinar. I have a couple of topics that I want to go over before I open it up to some open dialogue. The first thing that I want to do is introduce a new employee that we have in the service team. Lisa Zorbis is going to be working in service operations on the Geek Squad account. Lisa, say hi.
Hello, everybody.
And so she will be working directly with Geek Squad and anybody that will be Geek Squad dedicated as an expert. The second thing that I want to talk about is a major topic that another new employee.
We want to introduce, this is Sally, everybody. I want to introduce Regan Parker. And Regan is our new Director of Legal Services. Is that the right title?
More or less. Hi, everybody.
Well, what is your real title?
Director of Legal and Corporate Affairs.
Legal and Corporate
Senior
Affairs.
Senior Director.
Okay, so sorry about that. So, do we have any other, is like Tyler on or any other support space employees online? Okay, and how many experts do we have?
75,
big group. Okay, go ahead.
So the next thing I wanted to talk about is something that has been quite the conversation in the IRC and email and everywhere the experts live, and that is the company experts. I have one comment I want to make, and then I know that this is one of the things that's come up in the topic for Sally, so I want to let Sally do some addressing on this topic. The first thing that I want to talk about is a comment that happened today in the IRC. Where an expert made mention of they were all Mexicans from Texas. I do want to let everyone know that that type of language or grouping somebody into any type of affiliation is not acceptable behavior. It's something that can be very offensive to people without you knowing it. It's not tolerated anywhere. It's not tolerated in the workplace. It's definitely not tolerated in public, and I do want to let people know that that comment was found offensive by people that have brought that to my attention. So I do want to let you guys know, so please watch some of the things that you're saying. And Sally, do you want to talk a little bit about the company experts? Because I know I've beaten it.
Well, I'm waiting for it to go through all these questions. As you guys know, you've been posting a lot of questions on the forum, and I thank you for posting them there, and I have the questions and I want to go through the answers. So I think what we should do is you should go through just doing the celebrations and whatever Microsoft update you have here, and then we'll open it up and start, I'll read off the questions and my answers. Some of this you guys have heard if you've been on the forum, because I've answered a lot of these, and we'll open it up for new questions.
So I do want to talk about the Expert QA community, and that program has come to a close. We did finish the first round of it, and I want to congratulate Zachary Stiles for winning an iPad, Brandon Babbitt for winning an iPod Touch, and Bill Lazarus for winning an iPad Nano. I'll get those in the mail to you guys probably tomorrow. So congratulations and thanks for reporting all those bugs. The Microsoft update, all I wanted to say is things are going great with Microsoft right now. If you guys can continue to pick up schedules, one of the things that we've really been asking for is people to go through and get certified for Microsoft Office. It's one of the places that we're definitely struggling, and we could use experts to be into helping us out and get on there and get certified for Microsoft Office. And that's pretty much all I have.
Okay. So Let me just, before I start going through these questions, let me just say in answer to some of the questions on some of the other topics on the forum, we expect the Geek Squad volume to pick up again in October. We're meeting with Geek Squad next week, and we expect their volume to increase. We expect the launch for Microsoft. The production launch for Microsoft is slated for around the last week in October, first week in November. We start UAT testing in early October, and so we expect the volumes to pick up pretty dramatically per their forecast in late October, early November. So that's when most of the relief is going to be available. So I don't know if you want to read these, Monica. You want me to read them? I'll be happy to read them. I'll do it. So, so many of these questions that we got on the forum are redundant, but let me just go through them. One of them is, when is Infolinks going away? If they're not, why not? Infolinks is not going away. I think, you know, we've answered this on the forum. We made a strategic decision to add companies to our network. It's one of the things that our platform enables. And we have continued to add companies to the platform. We will continue to do that where it makes sense. And in the case of Microsoft, as we've all talked about, we couldn't get experts to pick up schedules for Microsoft, so we went out and we got a couple of companies. I will tell you that there is no strategy for what the split will be. At this point in time, we have about 43% of the active experts are from companies. And at the moment, those 43% of those experts, and this is something that I want to make sure you guys hear, because there's some, you know, I don't know where these numbers are coming off the forum, but they're not correct. In the month of July, those 43 experts took 22% of the total sessions. In the month of August, those 43% of the experts took 26% of the sessions. So independent experts are still getting more sessions and a higher split of the sessions than the company experts, but that may not always be the case. The company experts do get a bump on the sorting algorithm, but as you all know, the sorting algorithm is comprised of a lot of different factors, and that's just one of the factors in the sorting algorithm. Second question, when are you guys going to stop certifying new experts? Clearly, we have at the moment more experts than we need, but that's not because we over-certified experts. It's because our partners, you know, the volume from Geek Squad is down by more than half. The volume from Microsoft on the pilot is down by about 25%, and those two things are just hurting us right now. So we have reduced the number of experts that we're certifying on a weekly basis, but it will pick up again because the volume forecasts for November and December and then going on into 2012 are very high. Okay, so I answered the question, when can you expect increased volume from Microsoft? Can the testing of new experts, also known as wizard tests, be brought back? I think it's a good thing to consider. So, Monica, we just need to work with Anita and see if we want to, whether or not we want to bring back some sort of testing that includes a live test. Right now, just, but Regan and Lisa are new, so I'm going to also, you know, do some little sidebars here. Right now, all of our testing is done on, you know, the paper test. It's a question and answer kind of thing that's online. And in the past, we've had tests where we have also had them do a verbal test with experts so that we could see them and watch them doing these tests, and it was part of the certification. So we will absolutely put that under consideration. For new experts, what about having them act in a dispatcher capacity for a time? Here's the issue. The issue is we don't like the whole dispatcher model, although sometimes we need to do it depending on if we don't have enough experts to pick up sessions. So if we don't have enough experts to pick up sessions, we might consider putting dispatchers, people on the line that would only dispatch, but we would need to figure out what kind of payout to pay them, and we don't have that in our model at this time. Are there any plans to communicate, to improve the communication process? Yes, we implemented the forums to try to improve the communication process. We used to have these webinars monthly, and I think in general they're still monthly, but we may have missed a month. I'm not sure.
We did the last one in late July, and so we skipped August. I mean, August was a wash because I was gone for a week, and then we put this one in the beginning of September. So
yeah.
I was trying to compensate for the fact that I didn't do one in August.
We've also been kicking around the thought of putting up a newsletter, a monthly newsletter. So I think that will be helpful. Bear with me. I'm reading this. General issues with the algorithm. Algorithm is garbage. Ditch it. Great techs are unable to get work because of it. Algorithm keeps not so good techs at the top. So I totally understand that there's frustration out there, but I've looked at this, I've looked at the report ad nauseum, and I see no evidence whatsoever that there's great text at the bottom of the list, sorting algorithm and lousy text at the top. I will give you another stat, and that is that in the month of, from August 1st until today, the top 50 earning experts, of the top 50 earning experts, only 11 of them were company experts, so that's, again, only 22%. So as I mentioned, the number of sessions they're getting, they're also not among the top earning. And for Microsoft, even Microsoft specifically, which is where we do see a lot of company experts, again, because the independent experts wouldn't pick up a schedule, the top 25 earners for Microsoft in that same period of time, 44% of them were company experts and 66% of them were independent experts. So while I totally understand that you guys were certainly had a lot more business coming your way up until 2 months ago and that it's really hurting, we are doing our best in trying to make a fair distribution and make sure that people are getting what sessions we have. We're at the mercy of our partners on that. So, Monica, why don't I pause there before I go on to some of these other questions, because I don't want to gloss over this, and I know there's a lot of angst and a lot of consternation. So do you want them to send further comments or questions around this topic on chat?
If you can send questions, that'd be great. There's far too many people in this webinar for us to open up the phone. We actually have 80 attendees. So for us to go through and do like I would normally do, which is open up the phone, it would be quite time consuming. So let's stick with using the questions.
Are you guys back? Can you hear me now? So just to summarize, because I went on and on and on.
I think that they didn't hear the whole thing.
Okay.
So I'll restart the whole question.
They didn't hear Brandon's question? Brandon's question was he doesn't understand why we don't share information with the experts about who the other experts are and what company they work for. And that the very simple answer to that is we don't share information about one expert with another expert. There's no reason for, since you can use the platform to get a consult if you need a consult, there's no reason for us to share that information. And we're very sensitive of protecting the privacy of our experts.
Okay, the next question is also from Brandon. He says, also I've had several times where InfoLink experts do not even attempt to get a hold of me or an SOA to get customers back to me. I've been online and green several times, and they redo my customer. Brandon, that's definitely something I can address with all company experts. But again, we need to stop classifying them into one particular company because there are more. So I prefer if you guys refer to it as company experts.
I prefer if he says, if he has an issue, he should say, this expert redid my session instead of sending it back to me.
Yes.
Because I'm sure that there have been times that independent experts have done other people's sessions and not sent them back. It doesn't have to do with just companies.
So the next question is from Rick. He says, is volume going to increase for Geek Squad or is the QR being removed from the process? A little bit of both.
So basically, we are meeting with Best Buy next week, but they've already contacted us, and Monica's right. They're removing some of the QR layer, and they're also increasing the volume. So we will have a much better understanding of exactly what the volume will be next week when we meet with them, and they expect to turn on the spigot on October 3rd.
I'm sorry, guys. I can't read questions and the IRC at one time. So if you can limit it to the question box on the webinar and make my life that much easier. Talented, just not that talented. Brandon P. asks, if we are getting 75% of the cases, yet most of us are going days between getting cases, something is wrong somewhere. Brandon, the reason that the schedule is published is so that there is enough experts on a schedule that should be receiving cases. So please make sure that you are scheduling yourself and you're on a schedule. If you're still having issues, get in contact with S2CC so they can look at your profile and make sure that you're certified for the correct things. And then as we've all said, the volume is going to be picking up in about the next 4 weeks.
Also want to just remind everybody, if you take yourself off phone to service, you will get kicked off the schedule. So
yes.
Keep that in mind.
And that is something that we are seeing quite frequently. Brandon addresses this question to you, Sally. He says, Sally, the forums are not a great way of communication. It is too slow of a messaging process. We really do need something more similar to what Bill Lazarus suggested, which is a group of veteran experts with 1,500 plus cases who S2 communicates solely with and figures out good ideas for changes.
So, Brandon, it's just not our model. We want to communicate with all of the experts, and we want to communicate via the forum and via the IRC. So I would much rather find out if there's features on the IRC that we can improve to make the communication on the forum or the IRC smoother.
Warren says, the launch of Office, finally, was less than stellar. I thought there would be a way to throttle more work as it is needed. I think we need more throttling. Thank you, Warren, and I will let Microsoft know we need more throttling.
By the way, we did expect more volume, and I don't blame you guys a bit for being disappointed in the volume. we're not happy with the volume, and Microsoft's not happy with the volume. So, you know, they're still working on that. One of the reasons you do a pilot, by the way, is to work out the bugs before you do the production launch. So I'm sure that by the time we get to the production launch, they'll have whatever is creating those issues with the low volume on Office worked out. Because let's face it, there's got to be millions upon millions upon millions of Office users out there that want support. So.
And it's something we've seen across other partners when we want something new, where, you know, we're working out the kinks. So just stay with us. Raul says, what exactly are the factors of the algorithm? It is your rating, your resolution rate, your redo rate, and your missed notifications. And then one of the biggest factors is if you're on a schedule, and remember to be on a schedule for everything except for Microsoft, you do have to be on phone to service as well. Kenneth says, I don't mind this. I'm not sure what that means, but thank you for not minding. I appreciate that. Brandon Babbitt says, there were tens of experts who picked up Microsoft schedules too. Over 25 to 30 did. There were tens of us in Skype for dedicated. I think the issue was that the volume was higher than expected and not enough people to cover that, but that shouldn't be our fault. Brandon, I'd actually like to make a slight correction here. In the initial Microsoft pilot, there was actually 16 independent experts that helped us, that actually put themselves on Microsoft, got certified. So 25 to 30 is definitely too high of a number. It was 16 did it full time. There was 8 additional experts that helped out less than 10 hours on that initial pilot. And the volume wasn't necessarily higher than expected. It was that we couldn't get enough experts to get certified on there to cover the volume that we had actually anticipated. We had a forecast from them, which was we were actually relatively close on, and on many days we were below the forecast that we got from them. And the amount of experts that we put on there, as well as company experts, was enough to cover the volume forecast. Anything to add? Okay. Randy says, for the past few weeks, we have not been receiving phone calls at all, only chat. Something seems to have happened with that. Randy, that's actually due to the Geek Squad QR layer. They are picking up about 90% of the incoming phone calls now and transferring those phone calls via chat. And as we've discussed, that's going to be changing in October. Brandon P. says, can the forums be fixed? Every time I post a new topic, it is deleted or disappears the next time. Brandon, send me an email and I'll definitely look into that.
Yeah, that shouldn't be.
That shouldn't be happening. And we don't delete any posts on the forum unless they're offensive or something like that.
I think Larry posted something that he's been going through and cleaning out some old topics.
So we'll check and make sure that what he's cleaning out is old. By the way, yeah, because I find that one of the issues with the forum, because I'll be the first one to admit it's not perfect, but I sort of liked it.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of really old stuff on there. So if Larry took some new stuff out by mistake, it was a mistake. It wasn't intentional. So we'll double check that.
Bill says, can you share why Geek Squad and Microsoft have dropped so dramatically? Bill, we've already shared why Geek Squad has dropped. The majority is the QR layer, and that will be changing about the first week of October. As far as Microsoft, the volume on Microsoft has been pretty steady since the beginning. It's come down a little, but
the volume on the pilot has come down. The volume on the pilot was about 300 sessions a day at its peak, and it's back down to about 200 sessions a day. But I do want to add on Geek Squad. Keep in mind, guys, that there was a period of time when the support space plus Geek Squad, support space experts plus Geek Squad agents were missing 1,000 sessions a day. It hasn't been that long ago that you guys remember we were begging people, you know, pick up the schedule, pick up the schedule, pick up the schedule for Geek Squad as well. We weren't able to pick up all the sessions, and so Geek Squad went out and hired some more internal reps, agents. Now, they're not going to go out and do that anymore. They don't want to hire any more internal agents. So when the volume comes to us in October, we need to make sure that we pick it all up. So I just want to interject here because there's a comment, another comment on the forum that I wanted to say. This is another good idea. Somebody said, shouldn't feedback be a way of pushing experts up in the algorithm, and shouldn't there be a report card and separate the good experts from the less experienced? You know, I don't know about how long it'll take us to do a total report card. The algorithm sort of is a report card. And the other thing is, I don't know how we can possibly get the comments into the algorithm, but to have, you know, when you get good comments from customer, it should count a lot. So I'll talk to my team, and I think it's a really good idea, and if we can figure out a way to get good customer feedback beside the number's in there, but even the comments when a customer says, you know, this expert was awesome, we should try to see if we can figure out a way to get that in there. That's it.
Okay. Ramon's question is, will the monthly webinars return for the experts? This is the first one since April. I did not receive info about the webinars since then. Ramon, there was actually a webinar in late July, and then we did one in early September. So that's kind of, I know we skipped August, but it's like 6 weeks since the last one. I do plan on making sure that we get one in each month to make sure that we are getting the communication back up. And hopefully we get that monthly down. Claudia says, if the majority of calls are going to independent experts, why am I getting less than a handful of calls? 2 to 3 at the most while I am online.
So for a particular individual, the best thing to do is to get a hold of the command center. If you think that for some reason you're not getting, you know, sessions, all I can tell you is we can certainly look at it and see. Perhaps you've not marked yourself as certified for all of the services that you're certified for, or something like that. So we can check how you're listed in the administration, you know, of the platform. But my belief is everybody, Claudia, is hurting and not getting sessions that they were getting because of the volume.
Brandon says, I'd be happy to get you the specific experts' names. I only say InfoLink because it is always an InfoLink expert. I am not trying to dump them into a group. I will email you who these people are. Sally, Brandon, please make sure that I'm included in that.
Well, hang on. If you have an issue with another expert, email Monica. But I will tell you this. For every issue that you can say InfoLink is, you know, this, I will find an independent expert that has the same issue. So for you to lump them all together is a problem, Brandon, and I don't think it's appropriate.
Robert says, can we get information on the meeting in a newsletter after the meeting? Are we on the newsletter?
I mentioned we want to do a newsletter. I'll tell you what the problem is with the newsletter is we don't have anybody to write it. We need to get somebody on to write it. So as soon as we get somebody to write a newsletter, we'll get it out to you guys. And it is a priority, but it's not a priority between now and the Microsoft launch. I will tell you right now, between now and the end of October, we are slammed with doing this Microsoft launch. And on top of that, getting more sessions from Geek Squad. Our priority is to get more sessions, and I think that's your priority as well. So.
David M. says, I and several other experts have been on a schedule, have great ratings, and have been going hours without any cases. You know, David, it's the way that the schedule is based is off of the forecast that I get from partners. And As you guys know, the volume is down, and the only thing I can say is hold tight. We're pushing really hard to get that volume back in as soon as possible. Ted says, what about all of the Geek Squad agents that are on daily? Are they going to scale them back as well?
No.
Zameen says, this is, Zameen, I actually don't know the answer to your question. I'll read it anyway. Is the schedule converted to our time zones? Because the shipboard does not have the time zones. When shipboard was first launched, it showed it in Pacific Standard Time, and then when you clicked on the ship to take it, it converted it to your local time zone. It has come to my knowledge that it's not converting it, so we do have a bug in to the development team and are waiting on an answer for that question.
I'm sorry, can you just take a little more time to educate those of us here in this room about what that looks like? What does that behavior look like to the experts?
When they click on the schedule, it shows the schedule in Pacific Standard Time. When they click on an hour to pick up, it would convert it to their local time. It's not converting it to their local time now.
So it's leaving it in Pacific time.
Mm-hmm. Jeff says, what happened to phone to service? I get none now and used to get a lot of customers even when it was a little slow. Jeff, it's going right now to the QR layer at Geek Squad, and that is going to be changing in the beginning of October. Neil says, why would support space not go all to company experts? You want to take that one?
Yeah, for the same reason that we don't want to go all to independent experts, because we believe the right strategy is to have independent experts and company experts. And by that I mean, I would never want to put all my eggs in one basket.
Yeah, and another thing too, this is Regan, just to jump in. I mean, I think the beauty of what we do here is, you know, we have great flexibility with independent experts, but as you guys have seen, the business can be very seasonal. And you know, there's a certain flexibility that comes with having a community of independent experts, but there's also some uncertainty with that from a business perspective. And so sometimes having that layer of the company experts provides a level of certainty for support space and for our clients that we don't necessarily have. You guys are business owners. You can choose to work as much or as little as you choose and when you choose. And for us and for our clients, sometimes that's a challenge. And so the company experts provide a more stable layer of coverage, and I think particularly with Microsoft, that was where we really saw the need for it first. And so, you know, as business owners, it's important to keep that in mind. Keep in mind that your business is seasonal, and, you know, it's important to be open for business when the business is there. We're doing everything we can to get you more work, but, you know, there are going to be times of the years where things are tougher for everybody.
The next question is from Jason H. He says, you stated that if we go off phone to service that we will be removed from the schedule. When I answer a call, my accept the call is set to not accept, which removes my phone to service check since the workbench and the profile are linked. I would assume we are being removed from the schedule when that happens. Jason, when you pick up a call, you're not being removed from the schedule. It's only if you actually turn off phone to service, and it is a functionality that I am looking into.
In the profile.
Yes.
Turn it off
in the profile. Michael H. says, when is the production launch for Office? The Office already launched.
That's a pilot. No, the production launch for Office is at the same time as all of AnswerDesk. AnswerDesk is Office plus Windows plus virus removal plus there's a PC tune-up and something called Consult, which is a short service, and all of those launch at the same time. They're launching on the 26th of October, although it may be the 31st. There's Microsoft, the technical people at Microsoft and our technical people are wrangling over that last week in October.
Rick H. says, is S2 actively seeking to connect with new partners? And are there any new partners that are on the horizon? Rick, the business team is always actively seeking new partners. I don't have any anything to share as far as what new potential partnerships there are. Sally, do you know anything I don't?
We do have a couple of big partners that we're working with for launches in pilots in late Q4 and launches in Q1 of next year, but I can't talk to about who they are.
Ramon says, I understand all the confidentiality issue. It is natural in the corporate, it's natural in the world and absolutely reasonable, but it sometimes during the day it is almost impossible for us to pick customers up. And the Microsoft schedule spots are pretty short. When the schedule is posted, it only lasts 5 minutes. How many posts are available for the experts? Ramon, the volume on Microsoft until AnswerDesk launches is pretty light, so there is not a lot of schedules, and that's the reason that that's filling up relatively quickly. Kevin says, will reports go out to the experts regarding their ratings that affect the algorithm? We need to know how we can improve and become higher on the list. Kevin, this is actually something that I've had on the radar for some time, and we're working to get higher up in the priority so that we can get that out there, because I do completely understand why it's important for you to know exactly where you stand in the community. Warren says, I did notice a boost when going on schedule and phone to service, hoping the chat only session schedule comes. Warren, at this moment I don't see us posting something that's going to be chat only. We'll probably always have phone to service, because on most of the major partners, phone is going to be a big requirement. Rick says, Monica mentioned before that we could request to know our stats. I contacted S2CC about this and have not received a response. How can we find this out? Rick, I'll definitely look in the S2CC emails and see what was in there, because they should be able to pretty quickly provide you that information. I'll see what happened there. Randy says, I haven't gotten a phone to service session in months. What's going on? Again, that's the Geek Squad QR layer is taking a majority of those calls, and we should see that change in October.
And guys, this is Regan again. A really good way to think about this is that, you know, for companies like Best Buy and Geek Squad, they want the highest level of service possible. And so, you know, think about it as a competition. If you guys are performing better and outperforming all these other partner call centers, they're going to send more sessions over to us. And so it's about making sure that at all times you're providing a high level of service, and we've got enough people here to support the volume. So that's something that you guys can do to help us win more business.
The next question comes from Ralph. Should we expect these low cases every year, or should we expect an average cases throughout the year? Ralph, in the business, the number of sessions coming in is going to fluctuate up and down throughout the year. There are high months, of course, through the holiday season. We definitely see a huge spike in the amount of sessions coming in. Most of the time, April and the end of summer through October is pretty low. We do see a higher amount in September with some of the back-to-school campaigns, but it goes up and down throughout the year. And, I mean, that's with any retail business, and we're kind of attached to retail.
Well, it's not just retail. Here's the other thing. There's something called the law of large numbers. The law of large numbers says the higher the volume, the less perturbations there will be in the volume. And so as we add more experts, as we add more partners and as we add more volume from more partners, over time the perturbations will be less and less and more predictable.
Jean says, quite recently I was dispatched a prepaid session which was incorrectly diagnosed, so I had to mark it as unresolved, disconnect, reconnect, send another offer for the correct service, and complete the session. My understanding is that marking the session as unresolved hurts my resolution rate. So how is that fair? To be dispatched a prepaid session which was incorrectly assessed and then the suggested course of action is to unresolve it if that hurts my resolution rate. I have no control over their assessment. James, that's part of where we were thinking. seeing some issues with the QR layer, and we are making every effort to adjust to make sure that we don't have those problems going forward. Mike says, when will I be accepted on the forums? Mike, did you, certifications is handling the forum.
Larry.
If you send me an email, I'll get it to the right person to make sure that you're added in there. Brandon says, ever since Larry pruned all the topics, new ones started being deleted for some reason.
And we'll find out what's going on there.
Robert says, why are dispatchers troubleshooting cases? I believe that this is taking cases away from all experts. I got a customer that spent 3 hours on the phone with a dispatcher, and I got a call and fixed it in 10 minutes. Robert, as we stated, we're reassessing the dispatch and sales layer and making some changes to that in the beginning of October. Bill says, just to repeat, can you share why Geek Squad has changed the flow to QR and reduced our session load? Bill, the reason that that change was made was due to the fact that we were struggling really bad to get experts to go online for quite a long time. I mean, you guys remember me being in the IRC every day saying, please, please, please pick up sessions. We had abandoned rates on the upside of 40%. And so this is kind of part of the business decisions that I've expressed along the way. When we're asking for something and letting you guys know the business need, and that business need isn't getting taken care of, the business need is going to get taken care of elsewhere.
Just to put a number around it, at that time, guys, we were picking up 2,000 sessions a day, and we were still missing 1,000 sessions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and think about it from the perspective of Best Buy, right? That's a huge percentage of their business that's going that's missed, you know, and that's not a risk that they can continue to take. If we can't deliver service, they're going to find somebody who can.
Right.
Warren says, before the sales and QR layer, the big issue was getting non-paying calls. Do we expect anything different this time? Example, more people have plans, way to weed them out, etc. Warren, with this is part of the business model. You do have to sell. We are expecting to see a higher conversion rate. They're doing a lot of work as far as what they've seen with having the QR layer and a way to weed out some of those calls, and we are expecting to be able to see some higher conversion rates that we were seeing before. I think that our initial conversion rate that we're aiming towards is 25%. Am I wrong, Sally?
Well, we're aiming for 32%. Now, we have to wait and see what we get, but we're aiming for 32%.
Michael says, I do not have access to the forum, and my email to service at supportspace.com goes unanswered. Michael, email s2cc at supportspace.com. That is a monitored email address. I don't know where service at supportspace.com is going these days, and I'll figure out where that email is going. Seth says, what are the details regarding the new answer desk quizzes that have appeared in the university, and when will it be launched? And are we expecting an increase in volume related to this launch? Seth, you can go ahead and take the training for the answer desk. Our broadcast message is unfortunately down at the moment. We did post a note, I believe, in the IRC. I think S2CC did it the other day, I want to say Saturday. And yes, we do expect to see some pretty big increase in the session volume for getting certified on AnswerDesk. Any input, Sally?
No.
Neil says, what determines the conversion session for conversion rate? Neil, the conversion rate is determined based off of the number of sessions that you picked up and the number of sessions that you converted into a paying session. That's how the conversion rate is determined. Russell Pope says, what is the progress of the expert tools being approved? It's been a month when we were told a couple of days. Russell, unfortunately, that is out of my hands. We have been communicating with the team on that, and we're also working with legal to make sure everything is on the up and up and in good standing and not violating any type of anything.
Privacy.
I was trying to be more general. Gregory says, how many 5-star do you need to get rid of a 4-star overall rating? Greg, that really depends on how many overall paid sessions you have and how many people you get to rate you. The more people that rate you, the higher your rating is going to go when you have higher sessions. He also says, and how many 4-star ratings can knock down a 5-star rating? Exactly what I said before, but opposite. Rick H. says, there seems to be a lot of blaming from S2 on us for dropping volume for Geek Squad and for company experts coming in for Microsoft. Many of us have worked diligently for support space and would appreciate the same kind of respect you guys want from us.
Hang on. Are you done reading the question?
Mm-hmm.
So, guys, nobody's blaming you for anything, right? The way that our model works is we offer up schedules. You can choose to take them or you can choose not to take them. You can choose to take 2 hours a week or you can choose to take 40 hours a week. It's not that we're blaming you. It's that we have a business to run. And when you chose not to take schedules and we needed to have a schedule filled up to demonstrate to Microsoft that if they gave us this business, we would have experts here to take the session. So nobody is blaming you and nobody is faulting you. All I'm saying is you are a business in and of yourself, and it is under your control where you fall. If you take a schedule, when a schedule is offered, you'll have a higher sorting algorithm. In the meantime, we also cannot control right now the fact that Geek Squad cut our volume in half. And they did cut our volume in half because we were not able to pick up all the sessions. So, you know, I'm just telling you that it is what it is. I'm done.
Okay. Robert says, in regards to the newsletter, I was just asking if we can get some sort of information on the Geek Squad meeting in whatever form it comes. Robert will share anything that is relevant for experts to know.
Right.
Ryan says, is there a set day and time each week that the Geek Squad and Microsoft schedule are released? The Geek Squad schedule was released Fridays at 2:30 p.m. Pacific time, and the Microsoft schedule is released Friday at 3:30 p.m. Pacific time. Both of those times are Pacific time. Seth says, I think the real problem with Infolink is that they are given priority in the algorithm. How can independent experts gain true equality in the algorithm versus company experts? Sally, you want
to? So, as I said, that's one factor, okay? It's only one factor. It's one factor of, I think, Monica, you mentioned 6 or 5 or whatever.
5 plus scheduling is 6.
5 plus scheduling is 6. So if you are good at all other factors, and I demonstrated to you with real numbers that the Infolink people are not picking up an extraordinary, you know, percentage of sessions compared to individual experts. So I know that it's painful. We absolutely do care. And we absolutely are working our tails off trying to fix it, but it does. If you look at the real numbers, it is not an unfair distribution of sessions.
The next question comes from Richard. He says, Monica said HP is gone. Why do calls still come from them on phone to service? Richard, the reason is we do still own the customers that we sold subscription plans to, so some of those customers are coming back to get new service on one of those subscriptions, so we have customers that we could have for up to a year. We are working to transition those people to fall into the support space category so that you won't be receiving HP calls anymore, rather support space calls. Michael says, is an update to the workbench still coming in October? Yes, there is, and as we get all of the details for what's included in that release, the certification team will get some material out to you guys so you can understand any of the changes that will impact your business. Kind of funny, the next question is from Randy. Workbench could use an update. Is there an update coming soon? And will calculator tools and any other tools be allowed to be used at any time? So those tools are the expert-created tools, and I discussed that just a second ago. And as far as the update, that is coming in October. Damien says, there's a lot of chatter in the IRC about HP, what's happening with them and S2's partnership with them. The HP partnership was a pilot program, and we will not be continuing into a full partnership with them at this time. And like I explained, we do still own the customers that we sold subscription plans to, and we're working to get those customers transitioned over to be support-based customers. Ralph says, just yesterday, one expert had 31 cases, while most of the independent experts had roughly 14. Ralph,
you know,
like I said,
you can't look at one day or 1 hour or one set of 4 hours. You have to look at it overall because here's the problem. You don't know who else might have been scheduled or if anybody was scheduled for that time. So, you know, I'm telling you that, again, 43% of the experts are company experts, and they receive 26% of the sessions. Isn't that what you just said, Monica, and your stats you pulled up? 26%. So, in fact, the independent experts are actually getting a higher percentage of sessions than the company experts. Okay.
This list goes on and on and on. Do you want to take some more of those, or do you want me to continue?
No, these are all redundant.
Okay. So I'll just continue reading down my wonderful list here.
How are they redundant?
I've been trying to skip over the redundant ones as much as possible. We are coming up on it's 6 o'clock, and this was scheduled an hour. So I'm going to try and scan through these. And see what else I can answer. I definitely don't want to cut you guys off. So if it's okay with Sally, I will continue in the IRC for about a half an hour after we're finished here to answer any questions that I may skip over right now. Is that okay with you?
Yeah.
So as soon as we end the webinar, I'll just stay in the IRC and I'll address any additional questions that I'm going to skip over. I'm going to try and read through some of these and see what ones and seem to be the biggest ones to answer. Julie says, has S2 ever considered a subscription plan for the support space page? Yes, we have, and we never put a lot of time into it, seeing as how we don't really market the support space site, and we don't put a lot of time and effort into driving customers there, so we didn't want to put a lot of time and effort into creating and customizing and everything a support space subscription plan. Just for funniness, Warren says, when is the Mac workbench coming?
Oh, thank you, Warren.
No comment, Warren.
Yes, that every meeting we have.
Jason says, how is abandon rate calculated? What determines that a call was abandoned? Jason, there's a certain number of calls that are offered to us at the network, and there's a certain number that we pick up. The ones that aren't picked up are abandoned.
So for calculating purposes, if you get offered 100 calls and you only answer 80 of them, your abandon rate is 20%.
Thank you for clarifying. James says, sports page. I email SCCC sports pay info, then I receive an email saying it's approved, but it doesn't show up in my check. Please explain. James, this is something I've been working on with billing, and I hope to have a resolution. I am hounding them every month and every day to make sure that all of this is going through. If you have any problem in particular, please feel free to send me an email so I can get on the line with billing.
Also, find out where it's going in S2CC and why it's not getting...
No, S2CC is responding. He said that we responded and said that it was approved.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so it looks like most everything else is redundant. So let's go ahead and let everyone get out of here and close the webinar up. But I will stay in the IRC for about another half an hour to make sure I address any final questions that you guys feel I skipped over because I don't want to leave you guys hanging, but I do need to make sure we stay within our allotted time frame. Again, as always, we really appreciate your time and dedication to support space, and we look forward to continuing the relationship. And making sure that everyone is happy campers. Anything to add, anybody?
No, thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.